a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Well, government, we'll get back to business. This is our final wrap-up of the legislative session. And I guess with formalities, Liz, could you please call the roll?
Senator Sunoff?
Here.
Lieberman? Sohol?
Here.
Thiessen? Welke?
Here.
Colleen? Brookity?
Here. We do have a quorum. And Senator Lieberman, we are here. We're fortunate.
The ATM machine get cash for
for the Liberty ball game. Excellent. We did have a pretty aggressive meeting last week. We did take a lot of bills, and the chair would entertain a motion to do something with those minutes.
So moved.
Thank you, Senator Sohol. Second by Senator Welke. Thank you. Comments, discussion on that motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Minutes are approved. Our agenda this morning is going to be short and sweet, like all of Senate local government committees have been. Our sole purpose is just to wrap up our year, as well as any, Senator Lieberman.
I think they're short and sweet, kind of like you.
Senator Lieberman, I remind you that your bail bond bill actually did pass yesterday, so you don't need my support. But we are here. If any committee member does have any idea for a summer study, this certainly would be the appropriate place. And I know that Yvonne Taylor does have something, but I just want to emphasize that there is strength in numbers, and even in the next couple of weeks, if a committee member does have a suggestion or an idea, we can certainly run it as a committee suggestion. And
yeah,
just emphasizing that it certainly does have a little bit more credibility coming from this committee. Well, I can see no committee members are jumping up and down at any suggestions. Ms. Yvonne Taylor, do you have an idea for a possible summer study?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League, and I do, if I may distribute a handout. And I can just briefly explain, when we started this year, especially for the new members of the committee, we explained that municipalities are creatures of the state, and so therefore you might see us in front of your committee with bills that seem silly, because we have to have legislative permission to do anything, even if it's a simple common sense action. This is a bill that, whether you decide it's a summer study worthy idea or not, is maybe something you may be seeing next year, because this has been something we've been sitting on for quite a while as something that we think would be a good idea. I call it statutory home rule, and it is just a bill that says that common sense, silly stuff, we can do it without coming to the legislature with every single thing. This bill takes the language that has all of the restrictions that are on a home rule community right now and adopts them so that we couldn't do anything a home rule community couldn't do. It takes taxes off the table, takes general laws of the state off the table, takes elections off the table. We couldn't mess with anything big or important, but it would let us do those common sense, simple things without having to come to the legislature every time. And so this is a draft of what we're thinking about, and for your consideration, there it is.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. I think it certainly does have some potential on a legislator possibly considering sponsoring this in a bill form, if nothing else, next year. Does any committee member have any ideas for a possible summer study? I do know, procedurally wise, we do have to, and I'm not going to argue with our LRC staff, but they do have a concern on a motion or an action that we did try to take a couple of weeks ago. We did allow a possible bill to be smoked out for reconsideration. Procedurally wise, that bill had to be immediately reconsidered with two-thirds of the vote. That failed. It is the opinion on LRC staff that that bill is still hanging out here somewhere, and we would certainly have to dispose of that. But Tom, could you quickly relay what you're seeking from us?
That's basically right. We reconsidered the bill, took it off the table before, but then the motion to consider it immediately without having been posted failed, and then that was the end of the meeting. So technically the bill is still with us, and the committee needs to take final disposition of it again. So we would need a one motion to consider it immediately without being posted, and then after that, a motion to table it or send it to the 41st day.
Okay. And Tom, what bill number is that again?
109.
But Tom, did we not do that one motion that required that immediate reconsideration that failed, or would we not just need a motion if it is sitting up here just to smack it away?
Because it hasn't been posted on today's agenda, I think we would need it's two-thirds of members present to consider it immediately without having been posted, and then dispose of it after that.
Okay, I got you. So the chair, we'll follow procedures and protocol. Yep, Senate Bill 109, was that correct? Senator Holine.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to consider Senate Bill 109, or what would be the proper terminology?
Immediate consideration
on Senate Bill 109.
Second.
Thank you, Senator Holine and Senator Soholt. We're all aware of what that is. Any comments, discussion on that?
We got to bring it back to life to kill it.
That's correct. That is correct. That is the motion in front of Senate Local Government. We all know the protocol and procedures. It does require two-thirds of the committees present to dispose of this. All those in favor? Is that...
This would be to consider it, and it's two-thirds of members present, and it can be a voice.
It can be a voice. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Soholt.
I would move Senate Bill 109 to the 41st day.
Second.
Thank you. It's a great motion. We do have a second on that. Comments, discussion on that motion? This is final district canning of this bill. So Liz, would you please call a roll?
Senator Sunhoff?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Excused. Welke?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye. Thank you. Senate Bill 109 is, well, we thought that we already smacked this, but it is dead for the second time this year, maybe even the third. I do appreciate the indulgence of this committee. I thought that we did dispose of that a couple weeks ago, but evidently not. I do want to take that personal privilege on having the ability, and it is certainly a privilege to serve on this committee. We had an awful lot. We had a good variety of issues. This is my first year serving in local government that we did not have an alcohol-related bill in local government. Usually we do, but we made that up in drainage and utility and issues like that. You know, it's also my first opportunity to serve in the Senate, and the false rumors that I had from coming from the other body were certainly laid to rest. We were very dignified, very professional. We certainly were allowed to be human and have a little bit of fun as well, but when it came time to get serious, I think there was an awful lot of trust and confidence in any bill that we sent down to the Senate floor did, in fact, have a very full debate, and those tough questions were asked up here, and I'm very appreciative of that. Prior to disappearing for an entire year, is there anything to come before Senate local governments prior to adjournment?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Welke.
I'd like to just commend our chairman and this committee. I really have enjoyed serving on this. As he has said, we had some very serious issues. We dealt with them, I thought, honestly and fairly, respectfully, and I thought we had a good time doing it. So I want to thank the chairman, and I would move that we commend the chairman for his fine work this year.
And I would second that.
That's a non-debatable motion. Thank you very much. Prior to taking off, we did our that bonding, that friendship that we will have forever. It was certainly easy for this committee to recognize and appreciate our Secretary Liz and Tom from LRC from certainly taking care of us. And we did get some gifts for you. Liz, appreciation, and Tom, I do want to emphasize that it might have a little licorice on it, but we know that it's awkward. And I'll try to get the microphone off.
Oh, SAG didn't even give me a paper bag.
We try to play above the rules a little bit more, but we are very, very appreciative. And I know this was Liz's first opportunity to serve in Pierre.
No.
Well, I mean, with yes, you did a great job, and I know we have a variety of personalities. Pretty much all-encompassing Senator Lederman, so I know that you had your hands full with that, but it did work. But thank you. And
it's actually pretty harmless.
It can be when he's victorious on a bail bond bill. Anything else to come before Senate local governments before we adjourn for an entire year? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Senator Hollings. Second by Senator Lederman. Comments, discussion on that motion to take off for a year? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Senate local governments is done for the year 2013.